Alaska's Department of Environmental Conservation is working on new guidelines for Hawk Inlet, the location of the Greens Creek mine. Last spring, an environmental advocacy group found elevated levels of mercury in a seal harvested near the inlet. That set off alarm bells for nearby village, which is dependent on subsistence foods. From Alaska's Energy Desk, Elizabeth Jenkins has a story.
So, let's see. It's an informal meeting.
There was barely an empty seat in the small rectangular conference room in DEC offices. Staff repeatedly reminded the crowd this wasn't a hearing. It was a chance for the agency to share a report it put together on Hawk Inlet. Still, many in the crowd gave passionate testimony, including Albert Howard, Angoon's mayor and tribal president.
It's in the back of our minds every day now until we actually get answers to what's happening. I mean, and it's even more so now because there wasn't any salmon to speak of for us to fall back on.
Howard sent a letter to the state earlier this year asking for help, but he doesn't feel like his concerns were heard. And these new guidelines don't do enough. He says people in the village are still scared to harvest seal. And Greens Creek Mine hasn't been held responsible for its past violations. In 1989, the company spilled an unknown amount of ore into the inlet.
The problem's still there, and it's happening every day.
This document is a step toward finding that solution.
That's Michelle Hale, the director of the DEC. Before the Friends of Admiralty Island discovered high levels of mercury in the seal, Hawk Inlet was already listed as an impaired water body. That prompts the state to put together a report to submit to the federal government. The report on Hawk Inlet details recent and past monitoring tests, including information gathered by the Friends of Admiralty Island. Gretchen Peichel, an environmental program specialist at DEC, says when the agency crunched all the numbers, it found the inlet to be healthy overall, with a couple of sites that should be monitored more closely.
This plan doesn't clean up waters, but actions do.
One of the plan's recommendations is to cast a wider net when it comes to monitoring the area. Another is to post warning signs near the inlet, not to gather food near the mine's discharge area. But these are suggestions, not requirements. The state can work with the Greens Creek Mine to implement the changes when the company's permit is up for review in about 4 years, but it can't force the mine to change anything now. Meanwhile, the report didn't identify how the seal could have had such high levels of mercury. Michelle Hale with DEC said the mercury could have come from somewhere else.
It could be air deposition from China because we know that happens in some places. We don't know that source right now. So we don't know that, and we need to find that out.
But for Albert Howard, that answer wasn't satisfying. He still has questions about the historic ore spill and questions about how today's monitoring is done.
I don't agree with him because there's no checks and balances there. There's no, well, if you spill ore, this is what's going to happen. You know, there's nothing there. There's no mechanism to prevent them from irreparable harm.
More than anything, Howard said he'd like to see the mine cleaned up, this time for good. From Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Elizabeth Jenkins in Juneau.